You're listening to KNEL Sports Podcast, where you can enjoy sports from around the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country. KNEL is committed to bringing you sports live on 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, and online at KNELradio.com. Hope you enjoy this edition of KNEL Sports Podcast.
Afternoon, baseball fans. Welcome to Johnson City, Texas, where your Mason Punchers coming in here with a district record of 3-2 is taking on the Johnson City Eagles with a 4-1 district record. Johnson City lost the game the other night to Harper. And Mason coming here with 11-5 season record. Johnson City 15-5. So both teams should be kind of squared away and equally matched. I mean, first game of the season we played Johnson City, they beat up on our first two pitchers a little bit, and we couldn't hit the ball, but they came around in the fourth and fifth inning, and punchers made a game. Anyway, fixing to be a starting lineup, the batting order for punchers today is number 4, Cody McBee. Cody's playing second base, and we got left fielder number 14, Spencer Morris. And then in the hole is number 2, Ivan Wolford, playing right field today. First pitch is hit out into short center field. Matt B's going to make it to first base. Swung at the first pitch, put it right over shortstop. Good hit. On the mound today, Kate Boyer for Johnson City. Good pitcher. Catching for him is Ryan Shipley. All right, that brings up Spencer Morris playing left field. Ivan Wolford on deck, and the designated hitter number 5, Blake Lewis, in the hole. Showing bunt here. Nope. Spencer takes a check swing. They call a strike on him. Acted like he was going to bunt. Got the third baseman shortstop running in. And right as the pitcher went to throw it, he stepped back into a normal batting position. Matt B over on first with a single lead off the top of the first inning. Curveball way out there, and Spencer was going for it from the beginning. Strike 2, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes on left fielder Spencer Morris for the punchers. Then Kate Boyer on the mound. He's the ace for Johnson City. First base play, catcher throwed it back, nothing there. It's going to be a ball and more. It's going to be 1-2 here in the top of the first inning. District action here in Johnson City. Punchers taking on the Eagles over here. Morris, 1-2 count. Here comes a pitch from the stretch. Boyer releases. Strike 3 called on the corner. Out number 1. Spencer got caught looking. That is going to bring up right fielder Ivan Wolford. Might be first pitch of the inning. Smacked it out in the left center. Got on first with a single. First pitch to Wolford. Here it comes. Outside ball. Way back down at first base again. Nothing there. Ball 1 to Wolford. One and 0. One away. Top of the first inning here. Here comes Nope. He goes over to first. Nope. Doesn't get him. Might be taking a good lead over there at first base. Beautiful evening over here in Johnson City. JV game, the boys from Mason beat the JV Eagles a while ago. Fastball high and inside. 2-0 count. One out, Matt B over on first base. Taking a good lead, Boyer checking him out over there. Boyer headed home with it outside, ball 3. 3 balls, no strikes. Ivan Wofford, 3-0 count. Matt Bean taking a good lead at first. Fastball outside corner, strike one called. Wofford was taking it all the way. One ball, or three balls, one strike. Strike two called down the middle, and Matt B took second base. He was going all the way. Wofford went ahead and took it, knowing it was going to be a strike, but Matt B was already halfway down there. Swing to miss, strike three for out number two. That's the second strikeout of the inning for Boyer. Blake Lewis stepping up, designated hitter today. Batting in place of first baseman Kobe Brown. Runner on second now, two down here in the top of the first. Outside, ball one. Boyer can fire the ball in here. Second pitch on its way here from the stretch. Swing and a miss. Good cut. A little bit ahead of it. Lewis tried to turn on it. He put a cut on it. A little ahead of it. One and one count. Here comes the pitch. Hard hit ball by the pitcher over to short. Lewis beat it out. That got Mack beat over to third base. Ball was hit deep. Shortstop played it behind second base. That steps up center fielder Ryan Todd. Two outs here in the top of the first. Runners on the corner, first and third. Todd up the bat. Outfield coming in shallow. Ball's hit out in the center field. Shortstop played it, made the catch for the third out. So after the top of the first, Hunters leave two on bases, first and third. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Hofstetter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstetter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstetter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstetter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656. The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student-athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
District action here in Johnson City today as your Mason Punchers taking on the Johnson City Eagles. Punchers leave two stranded on first and third. Top of the first inning, bringing up the bottom of the first. First batter up is going to be Parker Hughes. Parker plays third base for the Eagles. Grayson Jacobs, who plays second base, and Cody Sprouse from center field out. Parker Hughes, first batter up, third baseman. Throws the ball down the second. Just want to remind everybody that Hofstetter Oil is a wholesale oil distributor in Brady, Texas. You can buy any type of oil for any vehicle. We have the new Dexos General Motors stuff. the new synthetics, all your traditional blended oil, your 1540, 400 diesel oil. If you want to come down and see how much the prices are, it would amaze you, cheaper than Walmart, with some of the highest rated oil in the industry by American Petroleum Institute. Anyway, bottom of the first, here we go. Parker Hughes up to bat. Wide row on the mound today for the punchers. Low inside, ball one. Rowe's got some good stuff. Boy, he wanted to call that a strike, and he didn't. A little low. 2-0 count on Parker Hughes. Here comes the pitch from the full windup. Strike called outside corner. Rowe from the full windup. Facing home, here it comes. Breaking ball, dove down a little low, 3-1 count. The ball dropped a foot right there at the plate. Here comes the pitch, full windup. Ball hit down the third base, he fields it, fires it over the first, easy out, out number one. That's going to bring up Grayson Jacobs, second baseman. Cody Sprouse on deck. Kay Boyer, the pitcher, in the hole.
Number two, Grayson Jacobs.
So Hughes hit a hard bounder right to Blake Lewis over on third. Or actually, it takes Spencer on third. Breaking ball, strike one called on Grayson Jacobs. From the windup. Fastball fouled up. Catcher's got a chance for it. Catcher made the play. Out number two. Catcher halfway over at third base. Made a good play on the ball. That brings up center fielder Cody Sprouse. 0-0 ball game here in the top or the bottom of the first inning. Here comes the pitch from Rowe. Hit out in the right field, shallow right field. Dropped in as a fair ball. That's going to be a single for Cody. Bringing up the pitcher, Cade Boyer. Boyer's got a good bat on him, too. Two outs here, bottom of the first. Got a runner over on first base. It's Cody Sprouse. So Rowe will be pitching from the stretch here. He's got a good little move over to first base. He will try to pick somebody off. First pitch. Boy, they didn't call it. Boy, that looked good. Ball one. Two outs here, bottom of the first. Runner on first, Rowe on the mound from the stretch. Fastball inside, they're gunning for him at second. They got him. They kicked him off going down to second base for the third out. That's going to leave Boyer batting again when we come back here. We'll be back here in a minute 30. 0-0 ball game after one.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, this is Angela from Willow Creek Cafe. It has been a challenge for everyone these past months. Staying home with family is wonderful, but cooking two or three meals a day can be overwhelming. Let us take that burden away at Willow Creek Cafe. Come home to some good old home cooking where we do all the work for you. We are open every day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner with plenty of space for social distancing. Check Facebook for our daily lunch specials and come home to Willow Creek. takeout available.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
95.3 KNEL.
Back here in action right now. Wyatt Rowe up to bat for the punchers pitching today. 1-1, ball and strike. Top of the second inning here. Boyer, he can throw the heat. Fastball high, ball two. Infield fly, shortstop's making a move on it. He got it for out number one. Shortstop caught it a little ways out in left field. That's going to bring up our shortstop, Jose Valdez. Valdez's bat's been good in the last three games. He's been hitting the ball well. The Boyer's got a curveball and a slider, but there's the slider right there. He had Jose swinging before it ever got there. He's got a good pitch, but he's got a real good fastball. That one right there hit right back to the pitcher. He couldn't make a play on it. Hit him in the glove, but Valdez shot that one right back at him. Stand up single over on first. And that's going to bring up the catcher, Ty Spencer. Ty's bat been working pretty good the last two or three games. Hunter's coming in here just trailing by half a game, trailing Harper and Johnson City. Fastball outside, ball one. You know, we had that ball game over at Harper, 1-0, and two errors caused two runs. Kind of picked somebody off over at first base. Here comes a pitch. Boy, that looked good. He called it a strike, too. 1-1 count on Ty Spencer. One out here in the top of the second. Jose Valdez with a single over on first base. Taking a little lead. Boyer's not really looking at much. Fouled away right there. One ball, two strikes on Spencer. Boyer from the stretch. Firing it home. Ball's hit down first baseline. He's going to tag the base. Get that out. That's going to move Valdez down to second. And stepping up to bat is number 12, Tate Spencer, playing third base for the punchers today. Valdez down in second. We got two outs here in the top of the second. 0-0 ball game. New York team has made an error so far. Curveball strike call. Beautiful pitch right there. Throw it at the batter and let it break back across the plate. Fastball hits back to the pitcher. Underhands it to first base for the third out. 1-2-3. Hunters, no runs. Top of the second. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
The all-new Ford F-150 designed to be the toughest F-150 ever. This is what happens when you merge muscle with intelligence, a beast with brains. With a tough, military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame, with new tech to help you work smarter and harder. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com. The Ford F-150 at heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
Lehmberg Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at lehmbergrealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lehmberg Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
95.3 KNEL.
Back here in Johnson City, district action going on today with the Mason Punchers and the Johnson City Eagles. I'd like to thank the Mason Bank for sponsoring today's game, along with Willow Creek Cafe, Nine Bar Land and Cattle, part of Texas Ford, Lindbergh Realty, the Commercial Bank of Mason, Mason Building Supply, Hill Country Collision Repair, Lubke's GM Cars and Trucks, Mason Puncher Club, and Hofstetter Oil Company. I'd just like to remind everybody, if you haven't been over at Mason Building Supply and Rental, you need to check it out. It's your hometown general store. They got clothes, boots, shoes, pots, pans, appliances, lumber, plumbing, sheetrock, tools, anything you probably need. You can drive over to Mason and check out Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store in Mason, Texas. All right. Looks like the pitcher, Kay Boyer, is going to be back up to bat when they caught the runner stealing second a while ago. Boyer on the mound today for the Johnson City Eagles, facing Wyatt Rowe from the Punchers. Boyer. Up the bat. Here we go. From the windup, Wyatt Rowe fires a fastball. Dipped him a little bit there. Swing and a miss. Threw a little cutting fastball. Had Boyer out in front of it. From the windup, here we go. Strike two, outside corner. Change up right there. Rowe hadn't thrown that pitch today. Curveball low in the dirt. One ball, two strikes. One and two count on the pitcher, Kate Boyer. Fastball hit hard down the short. Valdez fills it. Fires it over, gets him at first base for out number one. And he's going to bring up catcher Ryan Shipley. One out here in the bottom of the second. That ball was hit hard. Valdez charged it, made the grab, made the throw. Astros could use it. Shipley. Strike called outside corner. Fastball got him looking. From the windup, here comes the pitch. Curveball. Strike two on the corner. Had him standing there confused looking at that one. Rose got some good stuff. Comes third pitch. Curveball outside. Tried to get him to go after one. One ball, two strikes. One away here, bottom of the second. Comes the pitch. In the dirt. Boy, threw another good sinker. Tried to get him to reach for it. 2-2 count. Roll from a full windup. Bases. Strike three called. Threw that old slider right there. What a good pitch. That's going to bring up Colton Bean. Playing first base today. See what Rowe does here. He threw a changeup, two breaking balls, fastball, and a slider. Well, no, fastball inside. Hit him on the foot, and he's going to go to first. That's going to bring up number four. Nathan Ashville, shortstop. Two outs here, bottom of the second, runner on first now. Good bat right here. The shortstop's got a good one. Fires it back down to first. No play. He's safe. Ball one to Axtell, the shortstop. Two outs here in the bottom of the second. Wyatt Rowe on the mound today for the punchers, working from the stretch. Little low, ball two. He's not giving Axtell anything up there in the hitting zone. Comes a 2-0 pitch. Curveball, strike called. Good curveball right there. Two balls, one strike on Nathan Axtell, shortstop, Johnson City Eagles. Runner over on first. Boy, it's a little low, 3-1 count. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. Fouled away, full count, 3-2. Axtell reached out for the curveball. It was swinging outside, but he put the bat on it to stay alive. He just kind of fought that off right there. Roll working, here it comes. Fastball, strike three away right there. He got him swinging. So after two complete innings, it's still 0-0. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late night bus ride home after a hard fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
We've got all your projects covered at Mason Building Supply, your hometown general store. Put a fresh coat of Valspar paint on the house, then add some new bird feeders and a fresh Cabot wood stain for the deck. Get ready for spring and summer gardening and landscaping. We rent tillers and aerators and order sod to keep your lawn looking fabulous. Don't forget that new fencing or fence repairs. Mason Building Supply has it all at 254 Moody Street in Mason. Or give us a call at 325-347-5899.
95.3 KNEL.
Top of the third inning here in Johnson City. Punchers coming up at the top of the batting order. Cody McBee leading off here in the top of the third. Curveball from Boyer. No good. Ball one. Cade Boyer on the mound today for Johnson City. Second pitch. Fastball, strike on the corner. 1-1 count. Well, just a little bit of breeze. Nice afternoon here. Fastball high. Ball two. Two balls, one strike to Matt B. Runs a pitch from Kay Boyer. Outside, ball three. 3-1 count. Cody Matt B., second baseman for the Mason Punchers. Full windup. Fastball hit down hard on the ground to the shortstop. Axtell fires it over the first. They got him. That's going to bring up left fielder Spencer Morse for the Punchers. Ivan Walford on deck. Blake Lewis, designated hitter in the hole. Spencer Morse struck out first time. Got caught looking at a fastball on the corner. Here comes Boyer's pitch. Curveball, high and away, ball one. Fastball, strike called on the corner. 1-1 count. Looked a little outside. Morris was taking it. Curveball got him way ahead there. He swung way before it got there. One ball, two strikes on our leftover Spencer Morris. Ball's hit down third baseline. He caught it. Fires it over. Morris beat out the run. Parker Hughes caught it on the bounce over at third. Jumped in the air. Skipped it on a one hopper to first, but Morris had him beat by a couple of feet. Now it steps up Ivan Walford, our right fielder. Walford struck out the first time. Ball hit perfect right out in the left center. That gets Morris down to second. Morford's got a stand-up single right there. Little Texas League hit right there. There we come. Steps up Blake Lewis, designated hitter today. So we got one out, runners on first and second here. Top of the third inning. Kate Boyer on the mound today for the Eagles. Blake Lewis at the plate for the Punchers. On the stretch, Boyer looking at Morris down on second base. Here he comes home with it, outside and low. Ball one. Top of the third, 0-0 ball game. Runners at first and second with one out, Blake Lewis up to bat. Here comes a pitch from Boyer. Ball hits right back to pitcher. He's going to fire it down to second. They got one. Bad throw. Here comes Morris in. Morris is going to score. Spencer Morris got in there with a bad throw. They got Whopper down there at second base for second out. Lewis is going to be safe over on first. And the center fielder for the Punchers, Ryan Todd, up the bat with two outs. 1-0 ball game here in the top of the third inning. Punchers score run. Fires it over to first. Trying to get Lewis. Didn't do it. Foul ball. When Blake Lewis was headed down there to second base, Todd fouls it away. No balls, one strike on Ryan Todd. Lewis was going to steal second. Let's see if he's going to take off again. There he goes. High. They're going to fire down the second. He's safe in there at second base. Blake Lewis took the second base. Still right there. 1-0. Puncher lead here in the top of the third. 2 outs. Lewis on second base. Ryan Todd with 2 balls and a strike. Hard hit ball deep over in the left field. That might be out of here. Nope, it bounced, hit the fence. Here comes Lewis. He's going to score. And Ryan Todd gets a stand-up double. Boy, I thought that ball was going to find it. It was right there at the fence. And that is bringing up Wyatt Rowe, who's pitching for the punchers today. 2 outs, runner on second. 2-0 ball game now. High fly ball infield. Axtell calling everybody off. Shortstop makes the catch for the third out. But punter score 2 here in the top of the third. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. Sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair. Hofstetter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstetter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstetter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstetter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstetter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
95.3 KNEL.
Okay, McCray Jacobs. And up the bat, or actually it's Fox, the designated hitter. But ball hit down, shortstop, Valdez fields it, fires it over. Kobe Brown makes the catch out number one. Now we got number 8, McCray Jacobs. One out here, bottom of the third inning. Punchers leading 2-0 over the Johnson City Eagles here. District action in Johnson City. Here we go. Jacobs, Rowe, fastball over plate. Strike one called. Wyatt Rowe pitching first 3 innings, doing a good job on the mound today for the punchers. Curveball fouled away. Strike two. 0-2 count. Curveball hit looper to second base. One hop. Matt B fires it over. Brown out number 2. That brings up number 5, Ryan Alves, the left fielder.
Number 1, Parker Hughes.
So Parker Hughes, third baseman. So I got something wrote down wrong there. Ball hit right back to Rowe, first pitch. He walks it over, runs it across the bag for the third out. 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third. Punchers still leading 2-0 coming to the top of the fourth inning. We'll be back here in 2 minutes.
Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, and the only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers on 1490 KNL AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be for tickets to see the Rangers take on the Baltimore Orioles on April 17th and 18th. We'll have that drawing on Wednesday, April 14th between 8 and 9 during the KNL morning program. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge Street. You can also call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country on Oldies, 1490 KNEL AM. The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student-athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers. Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
95.3 KNEL.
Top of the fourth inning here in Johnson City. Punchers leading 2-0. Jose Valdez up the bat. Fouled away. That's one ball, two strikes on Valdez. We came in a little short. He'd already taken a couple pitches. I think a minute 30 is where I'm going to have to stay, and not 2 minutes. I get caught every time, a little late. One ball, two strikes. Oh, he was swinging. Catcher missed it. He went for a, thought it was a fastball, and it wasn't. It was a big dropper, but he's safe over at first. The rule on the third strike here, if the catcher misses it, they get to run. That's going to bring up the catcher, Ty Spencer. Ty's second time at bat. 2-0 ball game. Punchers leading the way here, going into the top of the fourth inning. Kate Boyer on the mound for Johnson City. Looks at it. Valdez is headed to second. He's going to stand up down there safe. Ball one to Ty Spencer. One ball, no strikes. Left fielder. Swing a miss, sir. Or actually the catcher, Ty Spencer. We got a Ty and a Tate, and then we got a Spencer Morse. Three Spencers here. Comes a pitch. Hard hit ball. That's going to be over the center fielder's head. Oh, he run it down, Willie Mays, and he dropped the ball. He dropped it. He's going to be safe at second. Boy, way to pay attention there. Center fielder was running that down, running toward the fence, looking over his head, running full speed. Ball landed in his glove, and he dropped it. Looked like a Tom Brady pass or Peyton Manning about 70 yards down the field. Never broke stride. I thought he made the catch. Valdez on third. Ty Spencer down on second. No outs here. Top of the fourth inning. And that's going to bring up Tate Spencer playing third base for the punchers. Runners at second and third. Ball hit in between first and second. That's going to score a run. Are they bringing another one in? They should have. They held him up on third. That's going to get Tate down to second. Jose crossed the plate, scored a run. Tate's down at second base. And Ty stopped over at third. We got no outs here in the top of the fourth. It's a 3-0 ball game. We got runners on second and third. And Cody McBee's second baseman is up. They're having a powwow. While they're having a powwow, I wanted to remind everybody that you need to get your car back on the road and it needs a repair. You need to go to Hill Country Collision in Mason. They are always busy fixing somebody's messed up vehicle. Go see them. Hill Country Collision Repair. Cody McBee up to bat here. No outs. Top of the fourth inning. 3-0 ball game. Runners at second and third for the punchers. Outside, ball one. From the stretch, Boyer. Coming home with it. Ball is hit to shortstop. Third baseman made a play on it. He gunned him down at first. And the coach held the runner at third. Boy, the third baseman was going to first all the way. Runner should have came home right there. Ty Spencer up, or Spencer Morris up. Strike called. Fastball down the middle of the plate. Spencer Morris up. Got runners at second and third. Comes a pitch. Strike two, outside corner. One out, no balls, two strikes. Runners at second and third. 3-0 ball game here, top of the fourth inning. Punchers on top. Curveball, he swung at it. Catcher missed it. He's going to fire it down to first, get the out. Out number two. Ivan Wofford brought Pilger up. Wofford got a good little hit while ago, kind of right in the left center, just over his shortstop. Two outs, runners at second and third. Here comes a pitch from Boyer. Fastball, strike called. No balls, one strike, two outs, top of the fourth. Fastball inside, ball one. Kate Boyer fired that. That was a fastball all the way, and it was hot. Here comes a pitch from the stretch. Outside corner, strike called. One ball, two strikes on Wofford. Ivan told me before the game his brother Otto is pitching at Texas State. He's doing real good. Curveball hit right back to the pitcher. Underhands it to first for the third out, and that retires the side. He actually should have got another run out of that. We'll be back here in a minute 30. Puncher score one, 3-0 ball game.
The all-new Ford F-150, designed to be the toughest F-150 ever. This is what happens when you merge muscle with intelligence, a beast with brains. With a tough, military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame, with new tech to help you work smarter and harder. Find out more at heartoftexasford.com. That's heartoftexasford.com. The Ford F-150 at heartoftexasford.com, where every deal comes straight from the heart.
Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, and the only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers on 1490 KNL AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Beerman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be for tickets to see the Rangers take on the Baltimore Orioles on April 17th and 18th. We'll have that drawing on Wednesday, April 14th between 8 and 9 during the KNEL morning program. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Beerman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge Street. You can also call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country on Oldies, 1490 KNEL AM.
95.3 KNEL.
And Grayson Jacobs stepping up the bat for Johnson City. Eagles trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Wyatt Rowe still on the mound. Curveball a little low and outside. Ball one. Wyatt Rowe's had his stuff working so far. Swing a miss. Good cut right there. Jacobs took a rip at it. Fastball beat him. Roll from a windup. Here it comes. Curveball hit right back to him over his head. Second baseman nabbed it off his jaw. Looked like it hit him right in the jaw, knocked it down. Jacob's going to be safe at first. Cody Sprouse, center fielder for the Eagles, stepping up. Puts Cade Boyer on deck, finds Shipley in the hole. No outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning, 3-0, puncher lead. Fastball. I guess he called it low. Ball one. Boy, that looked good. Jacob's taking a pretty good lead over at first. Rowe checking him out. Curveball, called strike, fired it back down there. Didn't get him. 1-1 count on the center fielder, Cody Sprouse. Spencer fired it back down to first base there, Kobe Brown. They tagged him, but he's got his hand back on the bag. 1-1 count here. Rowe coming home with it. Fastball. Called it a little low. Two balls, one strike. Runner at first. Bottom of the fourth inning. Rowe. Curveball hit hard to shortstop and he missed it. Went to field it, going to pitch it to second and he missed it. That's an error right there. Jacob's going to be safe down at second.
Now batting for the Eagles, number three, Cade Boyer.
Sprouse safe first with a single. Pitcher Cade Boyer stepping up. No outs. Runners at first and second here in the bottom of the fourth. That was an easy play ball there. Valdez normally sure-handed. Just missed it. Fastball. pitcher, Cade Bowyer. No outs. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here comes the pitch. Curveball. Runner's going. He fires it down to third. Nothing there. He's going to be safe over at third base is Grayson Jacobs. Colton Beam stayed over there at first. Now they got runners on the corners, no out. Two balls, no strikes on Cade Bowyer, the pitcher. Bottom of the fourth inning here. Fastball on the corner, strike one called. 2-1 count. Fastball, hard hit, third base. Lewis fires it over to first. Brown makes the play, and Grayson Jacobs is going to score from third. Cade Bowyer is out. That's going to bring up Brian Shipley, the catcher. Got one out. Runner at second base. 3-1 ball game, bottom of the fourth inning. Punchers on top, 3-1. Look like Shipley's standing there to bunt. Now he gets ready, bats up. Fastball a little bit low. Ball one. White Road. Bottom of the fourth inning has pitched a real good game so far. Comes the pitch. Fastball popped up. Catcher had a play on it. Missed it. One ball, one strike. Second, one down. Fastball outside. Two balls, one strike on Shipley. Throw from the stretch. Got a runner down at second. Doesn't pay him any mind. Curveball, he's going to call that one. That's a good pitch. 2-2 count. And two, one out. Fastball low and away. Catcher gets it down to third. He's going to be safe over at third base. That's Colton Bean. Got one out. Three balls, two strikes to Shipley. Full count. 3-1 ball game. Mason on top. White Row fires it in there. Strike three called. Good pitch right there. And that's going to bring up Hayden Fox, the designated hitter. They're actually Colton Beans batting. Inside, ball one. Fouled away, 1-1 count. Oh. One ball, one strike, two outs. 3-1 ball game, runners at second and third. Fastball hit deep out in the center field. Center fielder Ryan Todd on it. Makes the catch. Third out. And the Eagles get one across the plate here in the bottom of the fourth. Make it a 3-1 game. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District. And they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
95.3 KNEL.
Well, back here in that.
95.3 KNEL.
Back here in Johnson City, where the action is, Punchers leading going into the top of the fifth inning here. 3-1 ball game. Boyer still on the mound for the Johnson City Eagles. Stepping up to the plate is going to be the DH for Mason, Blake Lewis. I'm going to bring up the center fielder on deck, Ryan Todd, and Wyatt Rose, third baseman. Or actually, Wyatt Rose pitching today. He generally plays third when he's not pitching. Blake Lewis up the bat. Top of the fifth inning here. 3-1 ball game. Punchers on top. Curveball in the dirt. Ball one. Lewis has scored a run. His third time up the bat. Fastball. Grounder down to third base. He fields it. Makes the throw. Lewis beats it out. Lewis got some wheels on him. Going to bring up center fielder Ryan Todd. Yep, Wyatt Rowe on deck. Jose Valdez in the hole. Lewis on first base. He's already stole the base or two today off of Boyer. Let's see what he does. He takes a pretty decent lead. Boy, that's a good hit right there out in left field. Left center fielder made a good play on it, caught the ball. Lewis was almost down to second. That brings up the pitcher, Wyatt Rowe. One out here, top of the fifth. Got a runner on first. That was a well-hit little line drive. Center fielder, run it down. Comes the pitch to Rowe. Rowe pops it up, shallow. Center field. Center fielder makes the catch. Second out. And that brings up shortstop, Jose Valdez. Two outs here. Runner on first. 3-1 ball game. Punchers wouldn't hurt to get a couple more runs here. Top of the fifth inning. Cade Boyer still on the mound, top of the fifth inning here for the Johnson City Eagles. Here we go. From a full windup. Now he's going to stop, go to the stretch with the runner on first. Boyer looking at him. Lewis is going. Ball's in the dirt. Catcher fires it down there. Lewis is in there, safe at second base. two outs. Blake Lewis down at second now in scoring position. The shortstop, Jose Valdez. One ball, no strikes. Comes a pitch from Boyer. Fastball down the middle, strike called. It had some heat on it. Boyer from the stretch. Coming home, strike two called. Valdez still looking. Jose has scored a run, got down to second base. Second time up, this is his third time at bat. Curveball, strike three called. And that's three outs right there to retire the side. Coming into the bottom of the fifth inning, 3-1 ball game. Punchers on top. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Lamar Realty is a proud sponsor of the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls. Serving this area since 1975, we're third-generation punchers and realtors who bring proven success and a team approach to helping you sell or buy real estate, ranches, homes, farms, weekend, and commercial properties. Call, stop by, or visit us online at LamarRealty.com. For the best service and market sales price, choose Lamar Realty.
Choice of the Hill Country.
Every community has individuals who have gone above and beyond to make our communities a better place to live. Do you know someone that's gone above and beyond to make a difference in your community? We would love for you to nominate your special someone you know that has gone above and beyond to make a difference. Once a month, KNEL will be recognizing an individual who is going above and beyond to make a difference in our communities. Email your nominations to knel@airmail.net. That's knel@airmail.net. Please include their name, job, role, and why you think they're great. These unsung heroes need to know we appreciate and recognize them for the bright, shining stars they are. We have all been impacted by someone during these dark times. Maybe it's the friendly retail worker, hairstylist, educator, plumber, electrician, news, media, pastor, parent, volunteer, or friend. Yes, these are just to name a few of our essential people. For more information, visit knelradio.com, Making a Difference page, Above and Beyond Awards.
KNEL.
Baseball action here in Johnson City this evening, where the Punchers are leading the Johnson City Eagles 3-1. Coming here into the bottom of the fifth inning, leading off for Johnson City is going to be the shortstop, Nathan Axtell, Hayden Fox on deck, and McCrae Jacobs in the hole. Wyatt Rowe still on the mound for the Punchers. Pitching here in the bottom of the fifth. Here we go. Throw back down. Batter's coming up. Again, old John Rivas says over at Brady at the Heart of Texas board that it's where every deal comes straight from the heart. Luke, GM Cars and Trucks. I'll try and talk to Steve. He'll make you a deal at Luke's GM Cars and Trucks. Here comes Nathan Axtell up the bat for the Johnson City Eagles. Bottom of the fifth inning here. Coach Emmel has made a change and put Hayden Harden in at catching. He's in there for Ty Spencer for the Punchers. Axtell up the bat for the Johnson City Eagles. Here we go. Bottom of the fifth. Rowe still on the mound for the Punchers. fastball fouled away. No balls, one strike to Axel. Roll from the windup. Balls hit down first baseline. Brown makes the catch, out number one. Little blooper down first base. Number 11, Hayden Fox up the bat. Rowe pitching a well-deserved game right now. He's got all his stuff working. Fastball. Called it a little outside. Ball one. Rowe from the windup. Fastball swing and miss. He liked it up there high. That was a high fastball, and Fox took a major cut at it. That old sinker in there. Oh, he didn't call that. He could have. Two balls, one strike on batter Hayden Fox. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. 3-1 ball game. Mason on top. That's ball outside corner. Nope. 3-1. Three balls, one strike. I don't think Rose walked anybody yet. Right, two called, full count on Hayden Fox. Full count. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. Fastball popped up in the right center. Somebody's on it. Ryan Todd made a sliding save right there to make the catch. Out number two. Bring up the right fielder, McCray Jacobs. Two outs here, bottom of the fifth. 3-1 ball game. Punchers on top.
For the Eagles, number 8, McCray Jacobs.
Right fielder, McCray Jacobs up. White row on the mound for the punchers. Full windup. Curveball, strike one swinging. He got way out in front of that. Rose got the stuff working pretty good today. Fastball fouled away, strike two. 0-2. We should make him try to reach out there or something for these. Wind up. Here comes the pitch. Oh, he called it a little outside. One ball, two strikes. Rowe tried to make him reach out there and swing at it. Comes the pitch. Fastball, strike three, swinging, struck him out. So after five complete innings of play, 3-1 ball game, punchers on top. We'll be back here in a minute 30. One ball game. Punchers on top. We'll be back here in 1:30.
Texas' leading outdoor radio program, Texas Outdoor News, can now be heard on 95.3 KNEL FM every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Texas Outdoor News is an hour of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Each week, the program offers timely interviews with expert hunters, anglers, industry, and political leaders from around the state and around the nation, plus a weekly best bets for fishing, hunting, and more. Tune in for Texas Outdoor News, Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on 95.3 KNEL FM.
You can pick any bank, so pick a bank that's deeply involved in your community. From sports and FFA to 4-H to just about anything with Mason Youth, we're on the team. From CASA to Habitat, from the Mason Volunteer Fire Department to our senior programs, we're invested. From checking to savings to CDs to real estate, commercial, or consumer loans for your business, we're committed. Stop by today to experience banking at its finest. The Commercial Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
95.3 KNEL.
Hard enough to bat for the Punchers. One ball, no strikes. Boyer still on the mound. There's a good shot out in center field. Oh, the center fielder missed it. Harden's going around second. First, he's coming into second. Play's made. He's safe. Stand-up double for Hayden Harden. Hard hit ball. One bounce. Center fielder tried to one-hop it and missed it. That's going to bring up eight. Spencer, third baseman today for the Punchers. Top of the sixth inning here, Harden down on second base. Boyer still on the mound for Johnson City. Boyer's pitched a good game. Here comes a pitch. Boy wanted to swing and he didn't. Strike one called. Tate was almost there to swing and backed off of it. Right down the middle, fastball. And the second pitch from Boyer. Fastball, swing and a miss. He's throwing two fastballs there. Oh, and two. Curveball, strike three called. It was there. Good pitch. First out. Harden down to second. That's going to bring up Cody McBee. Cody McBee up. Time called. While we got timeout, we'll just stay right there and see what they're doing. Thank the Mason Bank, the Willow Creek Cafe, Nine Bar Land and Cattle, part of Texas Ford, Lindbergh Realty, a commercial bank, Mason Building Supply, Full Country Collision and Repair, Lucci's GM Cars and Trucks, Mason Punchers Club, and Hofstetter Oil Company. Those are our sponsors for this year's Cowgirls and Punchers basketball and baseball games. I'd like to remind everybody out there that you can give me a call, 325-240-9656, and buy anything that goes in a vehicle, antifreeze, power steering fluid, diesel exhaust fluid. We're cheaper than anywhere you can get it. All American Petroleum Institute certifications. McBee up. Ball one. Got one out here in the top of the sixth inning. Hayden Harden down on second base. 3-1 ball game. Punchers leading. Low and in the dirt. Ball two. 2-0 count on Cody McBee, second baseman for the Mason Punchers today. Boyer. Ball is hit right to the shortstop. He bobbles it, misses it. McBee outruns it. McBee's going to be safe over on first. And Hayden Harden sitting on third base with one out. And that brings up left fielder Spencer Morse. Spencer scored a run, been on base twice, struck out the third time up the bat. This is his fourth time batting in the sixth inning here. Morse needs a hit right here. A good little wrap, score a run. Get a bit bigger lead here. Comes the first pitch. He takes it. Ball one. That be down on first. I think Spencer thought he was going to be going the second. Boyer from the stretch. That be taking a big lead at first. Boyer's looking at him. Got Harden over on third base. There goes Matt B. Ball's popped up at third baseman. He makes the catch. Matt B. has to hurry back to first. Spencer for the second out. And that's going to bring up the right fielder, Ivan Walford. So runners on the corner, first and third, two outs. Top of the sixth inning, Walford up the bat. Needs a hit here. Any kind of hit here will score a run. There goes a runner. He's going to fake the throw to second. Matt B. safe down there. Got a strike called on Walford. No balls, one strike. Runners at second, third. Third ball in the dirt. Harden's coming home. Harden gets home, scores a run, and Matt B. goes down third base. Excuse me. So we got one ball, one strike on Walford. 4-1 ball game now. Punchers up by three. Runner at third base. That's Cody Mackby. Two balls, one strike on Walford. Mackby over at third, just giving me a hit. He says, I'll get in. Here comes the pitch. Walford looked at it, strike, 2-2 count. Fastball, swing and miss, strike three. Walford goes down swinging. But punchers pick up a run. 4-1 ball game here, and then going to the bottom of the sixth. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late inning rally? A game winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school, plus all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Texas University Interscholastic League and the Texas High School Athletic Directors Association.
Here's your 95.3 Real Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for isolated storms. Lows dip down to about 56. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow, 68. 55 tomorrow night, chance for isolated storms. That's a look at your forecast powered by weatherology.com. I'm Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79 degrees.
95.3 KNEL.
Back here live in Johnson City. White Rose standing on the mound going into the bottom of the sixth inning here. Stepping up to the plate is going to be number one, Parker Hughes, playing third base for Johnson City. Eagles find themselves trailing here 4-1, bottom of the sixth. White Rowe on the mound. That is stuff working good today. Parker Hughes, third baseman up the bat. Ball's low, ball one. Throw from the full windup. Foul ball, one ball, one strike on third baseman Parker Hughes. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, a little late on the swing. First baseman got a chance. No pitch out of play. One ball, two strikes on Parker Hughes. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the sixth inning, high. 2-2 count. He tried to throw something there that I haven't seen him throw yet. I don't know what that was. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes a pitch. Fastball hit down in between short and third. Left fielder fields it, throws it into second. Single by Parker Hughes. I'm trying to step up to bat the second baseman, Grayson Jacobs.
Number two, Grayson
Jacobs. Cody Sprouse on deck and Cade Boyer, the pitcher in the hole. Bottom of the sixth inning here, 4-1 ball game, no outs, runner at first base. Roll from the stretch. Swing and a miss. Strike one on Jacobs. That was that slider. Got him out there in front of it. Throw from the stretch. Runner on first. No outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning. Fastball hit. Little looper to second base. He makes the catch. Hughes is going to stay over at first. Jacobs is out on the flyout, and that's going to bring up center fielder Cody Sprouse. Runner at first, one out here, bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 ball game. Punchers on top. Fastball fouled away. So White Rose still has his heat working because they're late on them fastballs. No balls, one strike. To Cody Sprouse, center fielder for the Johnson City Eagles. So Johnson City and Harper have each one loss. They're tied. We're right behind them, half a game back. We need to win this ball game. Inside, one ball, one strike to Sprouse. One out here. Roll fires it home. Ball's hit out in the right field. Wofford on it. Makes the catch. Throws it in the second for out number two. Brings up the pitcher, Cade Boyer. Two outs. Runner at first.
Now batting for the Eagles, number three, Cade Boyer.
Hey, Boyer up the bat. Throw from the stretch. Curveball. A little bit high. Ball one. Looked good. Didn't like it. fastball on the corner, 1-1 count. Rowe catching the runner over at first. Boyer looking. Here comes the pitch. Fastball hit down the shortstop. Valdez makes the catch. Throws it to second. Oh, he threw the ball sitting down. He slid on his stomach, made the catch, rolled over, threw it, called him safe at second. That's going to put Sprouse down at second base. Boyer over at first. And the catcher, Ryan Shipley, steps up to bat. Catcher Shipley up to bat. Two outs here. Runners at first and second. Bottom of the sixth inning. Eagles trailing 4-1. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. Fastball swing and a miss. He threw the heat right there. Rowe from the stretch. Coming home. Curveball, strike. He called it outside. Boy, that had to have been real close. Foul ball, one ball, two strikes on the catcher, Ryan Shipley. That was a late breaking curve. He waited on it, but he just waited a little too long. Shipley, one ball, two strikes, two outs, runners at first and second, bottom of the sixth inning. 4-1 ball game. Punchers leading the way here. Rowe still on the mound, bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the pitch. Foul ball, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs here, bottom of the sixth inning. Outside corner, nope, outside. 2-2 count. Boy, that was tight. Rowe was wanting to call to 2-2. Fastball hit in between third and short. That's going to score a run here. That scores a run from second base, Cody Sprouse. Makes it a 4-2 ball game. Runners at first and second.
Now batting for the Eagles, number 14, Colton Beam.
Colton Beam stepping up to bat, playing first base today. 4-2 ball game, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. That was just a ground ball that went in between third and short there. Fastball low and away, ball one. Beam playing first base for the Eagles today. One ball, no strikes, two outs. Runners at first and second. Here comes the pitch. Curveball got him going there. Big curve. Had him swinging before it got there. 1-1 count. Fastball down the middle. Strike two called. Oh, Beam standing. Main was looking at it. Waited too long, couldn't swing. One ball, two strikes, two away. Curveball outside, 2-2 count. Low from the stretch. first and second, two out. Need to smoke one by him here. Comes the pitch. Curveball, he didn't go for it. Full count. We tried to get him to go for one. 3-2. And Rowe still hasn't walked anybody yet. There goes the runners. Fastball low in the dirt. That's going to load up the bases. Hughes at third, Shipley at second, Bean at first, and that's going to bring up the shortstop, Nathan Axtell. Bases loaded, two out, 4-2 ball game. Punchers have been tough this whole game. Rowe hadn't really given up a bunch of hits or anything. There's just been a couple of grounders that's gone by the shortstop in the third in the hole. So we got a little powwow going on at the mound. Coach Emil, White Rowe and the catcher in the infield, they're talking to him. Need three strikes right here, buddy. Harden's coming back to catch. Hump's going to bring the batter back in the box, and here we go. Bottom of the sixth inning, 4-2 ball game. Punchers been leading since the first. And the shortstop, Nathan Axtell up to bat. Two away here, bottom of the sixth inning. Here comes the first pitch from a full windup. Low outside, ball one. Bases loaded here with two outs. Same pitch, same spot, ball two called. Here comes a pitch from Rowe. Inside, ball three, 3-0. Two outs. Bottom of the sixth inning, bases loaded here. Fastball, ball four. That's going to walk a run in. Make it a one-run game. It's going to keep the bases loaded. But Axtell on first, bases loaded, two outs. Oaks is going to pull White. He's going to run Kobe in there. We're going to go back to the station for a minute 30. We'll be back here in a minute 30 seconds.
All hat and no cattle.
The folks at Nine Bar Land and Cattle are a different breed of realtors. They are ranchers. They sell ranches. They know the hill country, the land, the lenders, the pros you need to run a ranch. When you go to buy your ranch, be sure your realtors aren't all hat and no cattle. On the web at WeSellRanchLand.com.
All hat and no cattle ain't gonna get it done.
The Mason Puncher Club is a nonprofit organization that helps promote, support, and improve the athletic activities of the Mason School District, and they encourage all parents and the community to participate. The Mason Puncher Club also wants to wish all of our student athletes, coaches, trainers, cheerleaders, Flag Corps, Puncher Pete, and the Twirlers a very successful and a safe year. Mason Punchers Club invites you to join them in supporting the Punchers.
Here's your 95.3 Real Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for isolated storms. Lows dip down to about 56. Northerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for isolated thunderstorms tomorrow 68. 55 tomorrow night. Chance for isolated storms. That's a look at your forecast powered by weatherology.com. I'm Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 79 degrees.
95.3 KNEL.
All right, punch pitchers make a couple of changes. Wofford comes in from right field, goes first base. Wyatt Rowe goes from pitcher to right field, and Kobe Brown comes off the first base. Try to get us out of the jam here. We got bases loaded again. A one-run ball game, 4-3. Hayden Fox up the bat. Kobe Brown on the mound now. Swing and a miss.
Oh, yeah.
He had him reaching up there for a high ball. Brown fouls away. Strike two on Hayden Fox. Fastball. A little late on the swing. No balls. Two strikes. Two outs. Bases loaded. 4-3. Puncher lead here in the bottom of the sixth inning. High hit ball. Matt B. underneath it at second. Matt B. makes the catch for the third out. Get out of that mess, but Johnson City scores two, make it a 4-3 game. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country, and the only thing better than listening to Texas Rangers on 1490 KNL AM is being there at Globe Life Field to watch them in person, and that person could be you. Throughout the 2021 season, KNEL and Bierman Smoke Meats will be offering listeners a chance to win tickets to see the Rangers play at home on a weekend. Our next drawing will be for tickets to see the Rangers take on the Baltimore Orioles on April 17th and 18th. We'll have that drawing on Wednesday, April 14th between 8 and 9 during the KNEL morning program. To enter the drawing for Rangers tickets, register at Bierman Smoke Meats, 1701 South Bridge Street. You can also call KNEL at 597-2119 or email us at knel@airmail.net. Texas Rangers baseball has a home in the heart of Texas and Northwest Hill Country on Oldies 1490 KNEL AM. Johnny and Leanne Fleming and all the folks from Hill Country Collision Repair are excited about being a part of another great year for the Mason Punchers and Cowgirls, and we wish them the best of luck throughout the season. At Hill Country Collision Repair, we appreciate your business. We're located at 301 North Live Oak, or give us a call at 347-5767 for free estimates on domestic or foreign auto repairs. Hill Country Collision Repair.
95.3 KNEL.
So coming to the top of the seventh inning here in Johnson City, punchers leading by 1-4-3. Blake Lewis is going to be leading off. Boyer is going to stay on the mound for the Eagles. This will be a complete game if he can finish the seventh inning. Good pitching. Actually, Wyatt Rowe did a wonderful job pitching. They just, got a couple little hits in between third and short. Got some people on base, and then, they scored two. But Rowe did an outstanding job. All right, Blake Lewis up the bat. Designated hitter for the punchers today. Here comes a pitch from Boyer. Outside, ball one. Full windup. Ball is hit. Shallow center field. Center fielder under it for the catch. Out number one. Little pop-up, short center. That is going to bring up our center fielder, Ryan Todd. Todd has been on base twice. One out here, top of the seventh. Boyer. Curveball, strike called. Good looking pitch right there. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike on Ryan Todd. And Boyer, fastball fouled away. One ball, two strikes on the center fielder, Ryan Todd. For your Mason Punchers. Here we go. Curveball, strike three called. He put it in there. Out number two. going to bring up White. Oh, White's out in right field now. Two outs here in the top of the seventh. One-run ball game, 4-3, puncher lead. Boyer trying to finish a complete game here. Fastball tipped, foul ball, strike one swinging. Well, took a cut at it, just nipped it. Curveball outside. Bro wanted it, didn't do it. One and one count. Comes the pitch. Little looper shortstop for the third out. A 1-2-3 in the top of the seventh. Still a 1-point puncher lead going into the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-3. We'll be back here in a minute 30.
Hours of practice, dedication, and working together makes all the difference come game night. The Mason National Bank is a proud supporter of our area youth. Whether participating in athletics, band, academic competitions, we know they're learning skills that will help them succeed throughout their lives. At Mason National Bank, we believe it's those same skills that make us a better bank. Dedication to our community and helping families succeed in their financial planning. Mason National Bank, proud supporters of the Mason Punchers and the Mason Cowgirls. Mason National Bank, member FDIC.
Hofstadter Petroleum is a new wholesale distributor in Brady, offering a wide range of lubricants and petroleum products to make your everyday jobs easier and to help maintain and preserve your valuable equipment. Hofstadter Petroleum can supply all your needs for oils, diesel and auto transmission fluids, and new synthetics, hydraulic grease, parts cleaners, and DEF exhaust fluid. Hofstadter is also a direct distributor for Prestone antifreeze in quarts, gallons, drums, and totes. They also have pumps. To find out more about the quality products Hofstadter Petroleum has available to you, call Jimmy at Hofstadter Petroleum, 325-240-9656. That's 240-9656.
95.3 KNEL.
Coming to the bottom of the seventh inning here in this district ball game between Mason and Johnson City. Hunters have a one-run lead, 4-3. Stepping up the bat is going to be number 8, McCray Jacobs, playing right field for the Eagles. We've got Kobe Brown on the mound, try to finish this one out and sneak out of here with a one-run win. Left-handed batter, left-handed pitcher. See what happens here. First pitch from Brown. Foul ball. Right fielder, second baseman's got a play on it. Cody Matt B made a play on the ball. I couldn't tell if it was fair or foul. He didn't catch it. They're going to call it a fair ball. McCray's going to get a single. That brings up Parker Hughes, the third baseman. No outs here, bottom of the seventh. Runner on first. Hughes showing bunt. He hits it deep out in the right field. Walford running back. He makes the catch, throws it in the second for out number one. Grayson Jacobs, second baseman, stepping up to bat. One out here, bottom of the seventh, runner on first.
Up next for the Eagles, number 2, Grayson Jacobs.
Kobe Brown on the mound. Curveball, got him swinging there. Strike number 1. Good pitch right there by Brown. Runner over on first is Jacobs. Fastball, strike 2. He fired that one in there. 0-2 count. One away. Bottom of the seventh. 4-3 ball game. Pitchers on top. Fastball fouled away. Did he make a play on it? It was out. Out of play. Next No balls, two strikes, one out, runner on first base. Johnson City cleaning up here in the seventh, bottom of the seventh inning. Brown, fastball, out. Throws it down to second, almost got a double play there. So that's the second out. Jacobs got down to second base. They almost got him on a double play. Are they going to call it a foul? Nope, that was out. That's going to bring up the center fielder, Cody Sprouse. Two outs here, runner on second. Time run on second base. Center fielder, Cody Sprouse up the bat with two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. Bunchers with a one-run lead, 4-3. Brown trying to close it out here. From the stretch. That's ball. Inside, ball one. Boy, he threw it to me. Let that be fly. Second pitch, curve ball. Little outside, ball two. Good looking pitch. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs, runner on second. One run, puncher lead. Fastball hit hard to shortstop. He makes the catch, fires it over the first. They get him. Punchers win it here in Johnson City, 4-3. Punchers just win the game here in Johnson City, 4-3. That's the ball game. So our next ball game is the 16th. Harper comes to Mason. Punchers getting it kind of tied up here. Now Harper's going to move into a half-game lead.
Thanks for listening to KNEL Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed your podcast today. For live broadcast of KNEL Sports, listen to 95.3 KNEL FM, 1490 KNEL AM, or KNELradio.com. Or to make it simple, just ask Alexa to play KNEL FM or KNEL AM. Or find KNEL 95.3 FM or 1490 AM on the TuneIn app. We look forward to being with you again here from KNEL.